Hey there, Stoic Squad. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of resilience and balance. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of regrets? Like each missed opportunity, every awkward moment, every time you tripped over your own 2 feet literally or figuratively, weighs you down? Well, I'm here to tell you that holding on to those feelings is doing more harm than good. Today we're diving into the life-changing power of self-forgiveness because, let's face it, nobody's perfect, and sometimes we need to cut ourselves a little slack. Now, self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting your mistakes or pretending they didn't happen. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and finally letting go of the guilt and shame that keep you stuck in the past. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know, that classic hurt people thing. But when we practice self-forgiveness, we break that cycle. We choose to heal ourselves, which allows us to show up as our best selves in the world. So how do we actually practice self-forgiveness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your humanness. Seriously, people. We're all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Remember the time you baked a cake that looked more like a volcanic eruption than a delicious treat? Or when you accidentally sent a text meant for your best friend to your boss? Yet those happen to all of us. Embracing our imperfections is the first step towards self-forgiveness. 2. Understand the past can't be changed. This one's tough, but so important. We can't go back and rewrite history, no matter how much we wish we could. Dwelling on past mistakes only steals your present joy. Instead, focus on what you can learn from them and how you can grow moving forward. Think of it like this. Every mistake is a stepping stone towards becoming a stronger, wiser version of yourself. 3. Practice compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's struggling. Would you berate your bestie for making a mistake? Probably not. Instead, you'd likely offer words of encouragement and support. So why not extend that same compassion to yourself? Talk to yourself like you talk to someone you love. You deserve it. 4. Forgive yourself, really forgive yourself. This might seem obvious, but sometimes forgiveness is more complex than we think. It takes time and effort to truly let go of guilt and shame. Write a letter to your past self, acknowledge the mistake, offer yourself understanding and compassion, then burn that letter, symbolically releasing those negative feelings. 5. Learn from your mistakes. Mistakes aren't always bad. They can be valuable lessons disguised as setbacks. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to make better choices in the future? Remember, growth often comes from stumbling and falling. It's how we get back up that truly matters. Let me tell you about a time when I really struggled with self-forgiveness. I had this big presentation at work that I completely bombed. I was so nervous that my mind went blank and I stumbled over every word. Afterward, I felt awful, like I'd let everyone down. I replayed the whole thing in my head for weeks, beating myself up for making such a mess of it. But then I realized how counterproductive all that self-criticism was. It wasn't helping me learn or move forward. So I decided to practice what I preach. I acknowledged that I messed up, learned from the experience, turns out I need more preparation time, and forgave myself. I even used humor to lighten the situation with my colleagues. You know, turning a cringe moment into a shared laugh can be incredibly powerful. The biggest takeaway here is this. Holding on to guilt and shame won't change the past, but practicing self-forgiveness will free you from its grip. It's not about being perfect, it's about choosing to learn, grow, and move forward with grace and kindness towards yourself. Remember, Stoic Squad, your journey of self-discovery is ongoing. Every day is a fresh start. So go out there, forgive yourself for those stumbles along the way, and embrace the amazing person you truly are. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder about the power of self-forgiveness. Until tomorrow, keep calm and stoic on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.